Lesson 9. I hear every word and I obey quickly without arguing. Boy, you can be a parent's best friend if you can help get this across to their children. It'll make you very popular with the parents at the church. Our line of the creed actually says, I hear every word that he speaks to me, and I obey quickly without arguing. I think we all need to be better about this. You know, this is something that I began to pray a number of years ago. I began to say this in my morning prayer time. By saying it in the morning, you set yourself up for the rest of the day to be determined to do what he says as soon as he says it. Again, that scripture in the Amplified keeps coming back to me that Jesus said, I can do nothing myself. He said, I do as I'm bidden to do. He said, even as I hear, even as, or at the same time as I hear what he tells me to do, I've already considered it done. Jesus was determined to do what his Father said to do, not what he wanted. So when we determine that, I hear every word that you say to me, that's an important thing, to determine to hear what he says. And then to determine to obey quickly is very important for our kids to be training themselves to do. First of all, hearing, just learning to hear the voice of the Lord, choosing who to listen to. We choose to listen to the voice of our Savior and our Good Shepherd. We can trust Him. Let the kids know they can trust God to lead them in a good path. I had a super kid one time tell me, God's telling me two different things to do that are opposite. And I'm like, no, He doesn't tell you things that are opposite. Let your kids have faith. Help them to have faith in what Jesus tells them to do, whether it's through the Bible, through their parents, or just Him speaking to their heart. I hear every word. You know, there's something that you can get your children to do so that they'll believe that they can hear Jesus. Have them close their eyes. I've told you this in the past, I believe, but you can do it again. It's good to do this every now and then. Say to your kids, I'm going to tell you something to say, and after you say it, I want you to just be very quiet and listen to your inside for what Jesus says to you. And then have them close their eyes and say, I love you, Jesus. And then give them a moment of silence. And then ask the kids, how many of you heard him say, I love you too? And you can do it again, do it twice. Let them have a chance to be quiet and hear from the Lord. But almost every kid will raise their hand and say they heard him say, I love you too. Or you can say, what did he say to you? And they'll say, I love you so much. I have you in my heart. They'll say all kinds of things, but most of them will hear him say, I love you too. And that really excites the kids that they can hear his voice. And have them put their hand on their chest, you know, just to remind themselves that his voice doesn't come to their head. It comes to your inside. And that encourages them that they can tune their ears to hear. And of course, we talked last week, help them connect the dots on these things. As they are in the Word, it helps them to tune their ears to hear what he's saying to them. My example in the Word this week and our Bible story this week is Jonah and the whale. You know, Jonah argued with God. He could have gone straight to Nineveh, but he argued. And of course, he got swallowed up by the big fish. Maybe you have had something where you argued with God and it felt like you were swallowed up by a big fish. But when you determined to do what's right and to do what God says and to obey him, you were free from whatever was holding you back. You might throw in some personal examples. But really, you want to encourage the kids to listen and to be quick to obey. They can practice this with their parents. I've always said to, you know, my kids, if you are not going to obey me, who you can see, how are you going to obey God, who you can't see? Practice being quick to obey. Practice not arguing with me. Practice to obey quickly at home. Encourage your kids to practice this with their parents. Connect it again with our lesson, Why Do You Call Me Lord, Lord? Is He your Lord? Are you listening? Remind them of what you already taught them about Him being your Lord and that they decided they were going to make Him be their Lord. And in this last verse, which is our memory verse, we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned to us by the one who sent us. What's the result of that? Our super kids can change the world. Jesus was telling His disciples, be quick to carry out the task assigned to us by the one who sent us. Why? So that you can be an instrument of change to the world, so that God can change your world. There's so many benefits to listening to our Good Shepherd and letting Him lead us and protect us.